Chapter 1. A scarlet river flowed from Lei's temple, a wound near her hairline buried in the bruising impression left by the bedroom doorframe. When David shoved her again, Lei tripped over a tear in the ancient carpet and fell to her knees. She knew better than to be caught unaware when David's temper flared, but the unprovoked attack came out of the blue. Thankful that her daughter, Noelle, was still safely asleep in the next room, Lei staggered to her feet and tried to escape the furious man's angry onslaught.
"Can't you do something as simple as keep a roll of toilet paper in the house, stupid?"
David shouted as he kicked the flimsy bedroom door closed. Lei circled to the far side of the unmade bed. When she'd been rudely yanked from the lumpy mattress and the safe cocoon of sleep, Lei hadn't realized the immediate danger. While David's moods tended to fluctuate swiftly, the prolonged isolation during lockdown only exacerbated the man's volatility.
"I'm sorry," she mumbled before she pressed the back of her hand to swollen lips. "The store shelves have been bare for weeks."
"That's ridiculous," David howled, salting his wild exclamation with expletives. "A man can't even take a dump without you screwing it up. You're worthless, Lei."
"I explained earlier why I left clean washcloths next to the sink. Weren't you listening?"
Lei warily retorted.
"Listen, you and the kid never shut up. I'm going out of my mind stuck in this house with her whining and your ridiculous, silly songs. Can't you just keep the snotty little brat quiet for once?"
"David, Noelle isn't feeling good. What if it's the virus?"
"Will you stop with the hysterics? I can't take it anymore,"
David roared. Then he picked up the sterling silver picture frame that held their wedding picture and pitched it at Lei's head. Lei ducked as the heavy object sailed past, and she gasped as the sound of shattering glass exploded right behind her.
"Have you lost your mind?"
she choked out as the bitter March wind whipped into the room.
"What did you say to me?"
David growled, stomping to within an inch of Lei's trembling form. When David lunged, then threw Lei into the nearby wall, the terrified woman could only blink in shock. What was happening to her carefully crafted life?
"Mama,"
4-year-old Noelle Piper whimpered.
"Mama, I'm scared."
The hand that covered Lei's mouth did little to stop the flood of blood and tears that dripped down her chin, and the ragged edges of 2 broken teeth cut deep into the swollen flesh. So when she tried to whisper comfort to her daughter, the sound literally burbled.
"Shh, Elle. Daddy's mad."
Cornflower blue eyes rounded with fear, and the tiny girl shrank into her mother's side. Droplets formed on the inky black lashes as the little body began to quake. Educated by a heavy hand, the terror cultivated during the previous 6 months of Noelle's life silenced her in an instant. She didn't want to pay the piper again. There were still mottled marks around her neck where Daddy throttled her the last time he wanted quiet. Cautiously, the pair moved down the short hallway from the kitchen to the bathroom. Once they were safely locked inside, Lei mopped up her face and pressed a cold cloth against the most recent damage. The compact, olive-green bathtub was a strange symbol of security. Its scarred depths regularly welcomed the frightened duo and offered them a temporary shelter, cuddled together behind the only locked door available.
"Get out of there! You're not the only ones who need to use the toilet!"
David hotly demanded as he rattled the flimsy door.
"I'm sick and tired of begging to use that thing!"
he railed, landing a solid kick at the base of the obstacle. Profanity peppered the air, and the volume of David's complaints against his family echoed into the night air through the open windows. Hurriedly, Lei pulled Noelle from the tub. She couldn't risk the possibility of another police report by the frazzled neighbors.
"Just a minute,"
she stalled. When the door finally opened, David forcefully shoved Lei aside and slammed the door. Lei rebounded off the wall and felt something give way in her wrist, but her daughter's shriek of pain drowned out all else.
"Open the door!"
she yelled.
"You caught Elle's hand!"
"Little brat's gonna have to wait. I'm taking a dump!"
the surly beast roared.
"David, you've shut her hand in the door. Just reach over and unlock it!"
Lei pleaded, huddling around her daughter's small frame.
"It'll be okay, baby. Mama promises. It'll be okay,"
she frantically consoled as they waited. And waited.